Hey everyone, coming up, we're going to talk about Winter Garden. Hey everyone, Sean Falk with Moving to Orlando, your experts in helping you move to the Orlando area and live your Disney dream. So, as I said, we are going to talk about Winter Garden today, but first I want to introduce you to our wonderful agents that are going to talk about Winter Garden with me. That is going to be spearheaded by Mr. Drake Shadwell.
Hey everybody, it's good to see you.
And Danielle George.
Hi.
And so we are all realtors here, so this is a real estate show. So if you decide you want to buy a home in the Central Florida area, please contact us at movingtoorlando.com. You can use our contact us form, or you can contact any of us directly. We'll give you the direct emails at the end, or you can just contact admin, A-D-M-I-N, at movingtoorlando.com, and we'll be able to help you get moved to Winter Garden or wherever your heart desire is.
The wish inside your heart, wherever it takes you.
Exactly. So, but before we get started, so Winter Park is, it's a very wide area, and we've done a show previously really zoning in on like the three different chunks of it, because it's easy to divide it into three areas, even though it's only one town, city, technically. But I will turn it over to Drake, and he'll give more clarity on like where we're referring to as far as this video about Winter Garden.
Yeah. So you're going to hear us say that a lot about places in Florida. But Winter Garden, specifically, that reaches from like right on the southern edge of Lake Apopka all the way down to the Windermere area right next to Disney. So I'm mostly going to focus on that downtown area because I fell in love with it when I went to go do a photo shoot there, and I've gotten to fly my drone around a bit, and it's just a beautiful area. So I want to bring up some of the restaurants, some of the things that make that space feel unique in the Central Florida area. But as far as the statistics go, they're going to cover that larger area. The homes sold, the median price, something I found interesting is our median listing price over there is $500,000.
The downtown area is where, like above. We're talking above Highway 50, correct?
Yeah, that
the Lake Apopka highway area.
Yes.
Just making sure people knew. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. There. Absolutely right. Yeah. My apologies. I guess I just think of that like that brick, like the not brick, but that whole space with the swinging chairs, and they decorated with the Christmas tree during Christmas, of course.
Yeah.
That and next to the co-op, that whole place, that I consider that like the downtown area of Winter Garden.
Yeah.
And so, but the actual statistics in the whole general area of Winter Garden, you're looking at like around a 500,000. Like they've got a couple million-dollar houses that are bringing it up, but the median price is around that 500. And that's the listing price. Selling, they've actually been seeing at 515, which I guess I'm not surprised in this market that like the actual selling price is higher, but it's interesting to see a statistic like that to show the competitiveness in our general area, but in the general market, but especially specifically Winter Garden, actually saw a 30% increase year over year in the purchase price over at Winter Garden. So massive amounts of appreciation, even just between the 2 months, last month to, well, this would technically be September to October, we saw a 5% increase. So it's still going up. Year over year, we're looking at 30% in Winter Garden. So it's driven up those prices to be about an average of $213 per square foot. So you're going to expect that. I think that also has to do with a lot of the homes over there have started to get renovated, or like because the Winter Garden area is so nice, people are seeing a large return on their money. So they're starting to pump more money into the houses. And comparably, Winter Garden actually rents pretty well. The rent is a little bit higher. And so people are, you know, using it as tapping into that rental market. But yeah, let's getting away from a little bit of the statistics. I just have to highlight the co-op area in the downtown Winter Garden. I mean, has everyone been down there? I'm not like
yeah.
Okay, perfect. So there's a co-op there, and we have some California listeners, so I feel like this reference won't go out of the blue. But there's an Oxbow Market in Napa Valley that is I loved it when I toured California, and this is the only I don't want to call it a farmer's market, but market in the Orlando area that's kind of reminded me of that feel. It's got a brewery. It's mm-hmm. got a sushi place, a butcher, like all these really cool like small businesses that get the opportunity to showcase themselves in this central area. Sean, Danielle, have y'all been to that market? Like, are there any places in there that you really like?
Yeah, so the first time I had went there was right after I had started selling real estate. Like somebody was interested in downtown Winter Garden. And even at that point, I actually didn't even know Winter Garden stretched up that high because I was used to – I had friends that worked at Disney who lived in Winter Garden, and they lived right up, you know, 417 right above Disney. And so when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is like – up near Popco. Like, this is way higher than I thought it was going to be. So I went and I remember walking around the first time and being like, this has a very like Mayberry feel to me. So for like an Andy Griffith reference in there. But I was like, oh, it's just this little like strip of road where there's like an antique store and a cafe and all this kind of stuff where it seemed really close knit. And then there was a townhome that these my clients wanted to see, and it was right by this baseball field that was like right at the end of at the very end of the road. And it was listed, I think it was about 480 at that point. And I mean, that's like, there's like microbreweries and all these restaurants mm-hmm. like right there. And I was like, ooh, 480. Like, I was like, that's steep, because it needed a little bit of remodeling and stuff done. And recently, that same townhome came back on the market. Again, somebody came in, flipped it, remodeled it, came back on the market, and it listed for like $750,000. And it was on there for like a week and was right. gone. I was like, okay, so I guess that would have been a good investment. But at that time, I didn't know as much as I know now. And I just was like, you know, like, we're not by Disney. Like, I knew right by Disney, and like now I've expanded out. But at that time, I was like, I mean, for 480, I could get you something a lot better, like in a different location. But this was walking distance to like everything that yeah. you would need. So,
and that's what Winter Garden, that downtown area, feels like to me. I've talked a little bit about on previous shows how I feel like sometimes living close to Disney feel like takes away. It doesn't take the magic away from Disney, but it might take away that home, like that small town feeling. Mm-hmm. Whereas Winter Garden has this really close knit community of you have like BurgerFi, which is, you know, a chain, but then you have the Crooked Can, which is that really cool brewery in the co-op. You have these eclectic coffee shops. I think it's called Axiom. Thank you. It's in there. I've drank a cup of coffee there, but the name slipped out of my mind. But yeah, I don't know. Danielle, have you gotten over to Winter Garden downtown?
Yeah, I've been there. I haven't sold anything down there. I just kind of went leisurely because I lived over there, and I went to the Winter Garden Pizza Company. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, it was such a good experience. It was really good pizza. And coming from the Midwest, I like good pizza. So, yeah. So yeah, I mean, just walking down there, I love that kind of like downtown feeling, and just, you don't see that a lot. I can compare it to like Winter Park too. Yeah, they kind of had that strip up there, and I love those kind of areas because I like to go pop into different shops and do things like that.
I was gonna say, I do actually think it's a really good alternative for people who are not in the budget for Winter Park to be right by the downtown Winter Park area. Because Winter Park's kind of not big, not as big as these other places, but like when people say, I want to live in Winter Park, they really mean they want to live like walking distance to that row of restaurants. So, but Winter Garden is definitely going to be a lower price point to get that close into downtown. And you can be a walking distance away from lots of different opportunities to like eat and shop, and box stores and stuff are still close by. And I completely get what Drake's point was about when you live somewhere. Like for me, I've lived in Kissimmee pretty much most of the time. I've lived in Central Florida. I've lived in a couple places around here besides that, but Kissimmee, Disney really is my downtown. And sometimes it does feel like, hey, there's not as much variety, especially because I've been here for 8 years. And so while I do always enjoy going back every year to Flower and Garden and Food and Wine and all that, I've noticed over the last 8 years that the variety has really stopped. Like Disney, they don't change the Christmas party. They don't change the Halloween party. So like if you went last year, you went 5 years before too. So, cause mm-hmm. it's the same thing. And, there does, you do end up losing some of that spontaneity of if you're living somewhere like New Jersey and you're able to pop into Manhattan or Brooklyn or something and do, oh, they're having this thing this weekend or they're having this or whatever. Like they, if you live too close to Disney, you don't get to really participate in a lot of that stuff sometimes. So it's great to live in that northern area because there's so many, all the event, like even now we're filming near Christmas time. Every Christmas event is near there. Like mm-hmm. they're all, right. they're, none of them are right. Only the like stuff at Disney is like in the Disney area. Everything yeah. else is like Lou Gardens and yeah, Cracker Christmas and all these things that are like out, up in Seminole County and stuff. So it's cool to live up there too.
Yeah. And you mentioned like, it is still close to Disney. Like you're, if you take the toll roads, you're looking 21 minutes from downtown Orlando and 20 minutes from Disney. Mm-hmm. So you're not, it's not like you're putting yourself way out of the bubble. Mm-hmm. But you do have this area where people will remember your name. You know, if you could be, this is an area where I feel like you could become a regular. You're not going to become a regular when you go to Disney Springs. Right. Like you're not going to become a regular when you're going to the Disney, like there, no one's going to, it is not likely that many people will remember you if you're, and I love that feeling. I will go to a restaurant just because I know the waiter. I mean, the food's got to be good, but like, it'll push me to go there more because I feel like I'm part of a community and mm-hmm. That's really nice. That feel, I think they crafted that through their downtown. They have that like splash pad, and mm-hmm. that like those fountains that are really, that are cool that like shoot up water. And they host, they host all sorts of events and just actually put care into their downtown to make people value it. And Theater Kid at Heart, I held off on this as long as I could, but I got to talk about the Winter Garden Theater. It's right there. It's, they put on a production of Beauty and the Beast that my friend was in. That was incredible. Hello, Dolly. They did a really good job with that. And they worked really hard to keep that place doing something during when the pandemic just rolled through. Mm-hmm. They took out seats to be able to like have the limited seating going on to try and do it safely. Like they are a really professional production, and it's right smack dab right there in the middle of the downtown area. So I was very impressed by that. But that's most of what I have for Winter Garden. If do y'all have anything you want to throw out there before we wrap up?
No, I think that people just sometimes overlook. No, I don't want to say overlook. Sometimes people think they're going to move to the area because they love going on their Disney vacation, and they're just every day they're going to go to Disney. They're going to get off work and pop over to Epcot and have dinner. And we say all the time, "Hey, it's a nice thing to get to do." It really is. I do love living close. I still want to be close enough that I want to do that. So once I get, for me, if I get to like 45 minutes, that's my threshold. Like if I get off work after 45 minutes, I am not driving to Disney at 5 p.m., sitting through traffic for an hour to get there to be at the park for 2 or 3 hours before it closes.
Yeah.
But Winter Garden, like even downtown Winter Garden is still close enough that I would do that every now and then. But I'm also like can go to Winter Park. I can go downtown. I can feel cool to do that stuff. Because even now I live in Kissimmee, and sometimes I just feel like they have all these events at Lake Eola in downtown, and I just feel like I'm too far to really go because I'm like, okay, it lasts from like 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, and by the time I like get my dogs ready and get up there, and then we do whatever we're doing at the thing, and there's the little booths and stuff, I got to drive so far back through traffic that most of the time I end up just not going, and I don't want people to move and then feel like discouraged from getting to do that stuff when you live just right up on Disney.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many more things that you can do in Central Florida than just go to the parks. So, but yeah. So if you are interested in moving to downtown Winter Garden or anywhere in Central Florida, feel free to contact us and reach out. You can contact Drake, Drake at movingtoorlando.com. Danielle, Danielle at movingtoorlando.com. Or feel free to just head to our website. I'm sure you can guess what it is. It's movingtoorlando.com. So movingtoorlando.com and fill out the contact us form. And anybody would be happy to get back with you. All right. Till next time.